Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Downing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Al Downing. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro takes first base on ball four. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Amaro. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball four. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Amaro takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clark moves to third. Amaro moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Clark scores. Amaro scores. Mantle moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Yankees. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Buford moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford scores. Berry moves to second. It's Yankees, 2, White Sox, 2. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Joe Verbanek now pitching. Jim King pinch hits for Jerry McNairtney. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. Hansen scores. McCraw moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw scores. King moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Joe Verbanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbanek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Williams strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle scoops it up and throws to first, with Verbanek covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Amaro hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Houser pinch hits for Joe Verbanek. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Houser moves to second. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Renef now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee is hit by the pitch. Buford moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Agee moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee tags and scores. Berry tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-3. White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy pinch hits for Hal Renef. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.